joining us now. Number 25. James Van Riemsdyk. James, number changed, but you're back in a familiar address. How's it feel?
Yeah, you know, it's good to be back. Again, it's nice to be in this part of the country again. And, again, obviously I'm familiar here growing up not too far away. So, again, it's been nice to not only be back here playing for the Flyers, but also getting a chance to catch up more with some family and friends in the area and stuff like that. So it's been a great great fit overall.
Talk about the decision. You were faced with the decision. Toronto was moving in a different direction. Your contract was up, and the Flyers came calling. How did that decision go for you?
Yeah, you know, it's again, it's a whirlwind, that whole process. And to be honest, you never really expect to be in the same place twice necessarily over the course of your career with how short careers are. So, again, the fact that it worked out like this is pretty awesome, and couldn't be happier about it.
Well, you've never signed a contract with a team other than the Flyers.
Exactly.
That's pretty weird.
Someone pointed that out to me this summer, and it's like, I think David Perron was the same sort of thing. I think he signed like 4 or 5 contracts with the Blues, and I'm obviously in Philly and I'll only sign contracts with them, so that's pretty rare and pretty odd, but definitely a cool thing.
Let's talk about your experience in Toronto. We know what the fans around here are like when it comes to Eagles football. Take that, magnify it by 10, and that's what the fans in Toronto are like when it comes to the Leafs. You know, you can't go out to a meal and not get recognized. There's none of that in Toronto. Talk about that experience playing in front of that hockey market.
Yeah, you know what? It's definitely a fishbowl, but I definitely enjoyed that aspect of it. Again, it's a great sports town, just like obviously Philadelphia is, and I think, again, that's what makes it fun as an athlete. I think you want to play in those environments where people care about how the teams are doing, and the environment during the games is fun, and it's a good building. And again, Philly has a lot of those similar qualities, but certainly Toronto, again, a bit of a magnifying glass up there, but I definitely really enjoyed my time, and I think I grew a lot as a player and a person up there.
Talk about the guys on this team that maybe helped court you a little bit. Claude Giroux, you played with him prior. You know, there's some familiar faces here from your last stint. Did they play a big part in helping you make that decision?
Yeah, I think G reached out pretty early on in the process, and then I got a classic kind of Jake Voracek-esque test where you're not sure if he's forgetting some words that he was supposed to text in there. But
no, so going Czechoslovakia, yeah, Czech Republic voice to text.
Yeah, I don't know what he had going on there, but you can, whenever he sends a text, you can envision exactly how he's saying it, how he would say it if he was talking to you. So no, it was great to hear from those guys, and again, between having some familiarity with those two, and obviously Simmer and Coots, and some of the training staff, and that sort of stuff, I think, again, it made it a little more comfortable, even though, again, there has been some changes, a lot of roster turnover, new coaching staff, new management, and that sort of stuff. But I think some of that stuff makes it more familiar, and it allows you to get a little bit more comfortable quicker when you have some familiarity coming back.
36 goals last year. You did a lot of damage on the power play for the Toronto Maple Leafs. A bit of a setback when you come in this year getting hurt in the second game. You finally get back, and in your second game since being back, you get a goal yesterday. That had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, again, it's not necessarily how you draw it up in the summer when you're wanting to get off to a great start, and then you have a freaky, fluky sort of injury to start your season. But, again, it just gives you an opportunity to again, just focus on your recovery and, again, keep trying to find ways to improve and that sort of stuff. So I think, again, you use that time to your advantage, because, again, you don't usually get that sort of time during a season, so you try to use it the best way you can to be prepared coming back and hit the ground running.
In your 6 years in Toronto, you averaged over 30 goals per 82-game schedule. You're a guy that can score in this league. I'm asking a lot of players this question. Who's the one goalie in the league that can found you?
Wow, that's a good question.
A lot of good ones.
Yeah, there is a lot of good ones. I think, I've been being in Toronto, we'd have always some good battles against Montreal and Carey Price, so I'll have to go with him. He seems to, not only does he make a lot of the saves, but he makes them all so calm and so poised. So
it's
almost
annoying,
like he's laughing at you when you're shooting as hard as you can at him, and he's just like,
so
his gloves right there or whatever it is, and he makes it look so easy.
Does he give you anything? Does he show you anything only to take it away?
I wouldn't even say that. I would just say he's so smart, and his hockey sense is so good. So it just seems like when you're coming down on him, there's not really many places that look open. So, again, you're just hoping to obviously have a perfect shot, and hopefully he has some traffic in front of him, and you get a chance like that.
Yeah, that's what people always say. I got to hit the net. But you got to realize if there's nothing to hit in the
nothing
net,
to hit
you
got to
be really precise.
Yeah, exactly.
James, enjoy the carnival. Welcome back to Philadelphia, man, and best of luck with your health in this season. We appreciate it, and good luck up the road.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
James Van Riemsdyk joining us here from the 42nd Annual Flyers Wives Carnival.